Let us begin this service by singing number 57. 57. The earth and the fullness with which is it stored, the world and its dwellers belong to the Lord. For he on the seas its foundation has laid, and firm on the waters its pillars has stayed, and firm on the waters the pillars has stayed. Number 57. We read to you the law of God. God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which has brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bonds. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, nor the likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or in the earth beneath, or in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and show mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold them guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt do no manner of work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within the gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Further, we will read to you from God's holy word, Ecclesiastes 5. Ecclesiastes 5. Keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice, to give the sacrifice of fools, for they consider not that they do evil. Be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven, and thou upon earth. Therefore let thy words be few. For a dream cometh through the multitude of business, and a fool's voice is known by multitude of words. When thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it, for he has no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed. Better is it that thou shouldest not vow, than that thou shouldest vow and not pay. Suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin, neither say thou before the angel that it was an error. Wherefore should God be angry at thy voice, and destroy the work of thine hands? For in the multitude of dreams and many words there are also divers vanities. But fear thou God. If thou seest oppression of the poor, and violent perverting of judgment and justice in a province, marvel not at the matter, for he that is higher than the highest regards, and there be higher than they. Moreover, the prophet of the earth is for all. The king himself is served by the field. He that loveth silver shall not be satisfied with silver, nor he that loveth abundance with increase. This is also vanity. When goods increase, they are increased at them, and what good is there to the owners thereof, saying the beholden of them bitter eyes? The sleep of a laboring man is sweet, whether he eat little or much, but abundance of the rich will not suffer him to sleep. There is a sore evil which I have seen under the sun, namely, riches kept for the owners thereof to the earth. But those riches perish by evil travail, and he begetteth a son, and there is nothing in his hand. As he came forth of his mother's womb, naked shall he return to go as he came, and shall take nothing of his labor, which he may carry away in his hand. And this also is a sore evil, that in all points as he came, so shall he go. And what profit has he that has labored for the wind? All his days also he eateth in darkness, and he has much sorrow and wrath with his sickness. Behold, that which I have seen, it is good and comely for one to eat and to drink, and to enjoy the good of all his labor that he taketh under the sun all the days of his life, which God giveth him, for it is his portion. Every man also to whom God has given riches and wealth, and has given him power to eat thereof, and to take his portion, and to rejoice in his labor, this is the gift of God. For he shall not much remember the days of his life, because God answers him in the joy of his heart. This far. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Grace, mercy, and peace be given, and richly multiplied unto you from God the Father, and Christ Jesus our Lord, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us now ask the Lord for a blessing. Almighty, all-sufficient, and unchangeable God, let it not be evil in thy holy sight, that we draw nigh unto thy throne in this morning hour of this Sabbath day, where in the way of thy providence thy hand has brought us to this house of worship, to place ourselves under thy word and testimony, which can make us wise unto salvation. Lord, humble our hearts. Bring us graciously, for thy great name's sake, for Christ's sake, to that place where we never can come of ourselves. In the valley of deep humiliation, and that by the irresistible power of the Holy Spirit, that our hearts were broken down, that we bow under thy mercies bestowed upon us in the week that lays behind us, where so many other ones and several were taken away so sudden by the hand of death. But also to bow under the judgments also in the realm of nature. Lord, remember our country, remember the farmers, where it is even impossible to labor in the fields, so much rain time and again, also in this morning and in this day, that the future looks so dark. Some places no rain, and other states so much that they don't know what the outcome shall be. Lord, thou art shown that thou art God. The whole world, the mightiest one in the world, they are gathering together, but without acknowledging of the Lord. There is no acknowledging of thee at all. And everyone goes his own way, thinking that they can rule the world without the Lord. But thou art shown thyself as the sovereign God. And it is possible that soon that we have to look for a piece of bread. Now it is squandering away in such an awful, awful way. But the time can come that even the mothers can give no something to the dear sucklings. Has happened more, we read it in thy holy word. O Lord, humble our hearts in the dust before thee, that we return unto thee with crying and supplication. Confessing with our whole heart our guilt and our sin, and begging to remember us in Christ, to wash and cleanse us in thy precious blood, and to give us grace to walk in thy ways. Remember young and old, great and small, that it was not an habit and custom that we came to this place in this morning, but driven to this place to hear what the Spirit has to say to the church, that thy word and testimony be opened also in this day and in this morning hour. We are so dependent from thee. Vi Camelot er some words and sentences, but if the spirit is missing, everything is missing, and it shall have no effect at all. Righteously, Lord, thou could stop our mouths and our ears that we hear nothing. But have mercy with us and with our poor children and grandchildren traveling to the great and ever-ending eternity. Lord, that there happens is something in this day, in our heart, in our midst, that shall endure forever and forever. Leave us not over to the hardness of our heart, but bring us in the dust before thee, and make us a beggar at thy throne. Lord, be merciful to me, sinner. Open thy word for thy servants, where that they are preaching in this Sabbath day. Increase the number and strengthen also us in that heavy task. We cannot do it of ourselves, and the older we become, the more that we are realizing without thee we can do nothing. But Lord, make us not be ashamed. Help us and strengthen us and give heirs and heirs amongst us. But that the hands of the mighty of Jacob strengthen us, and that we were seeking only for the honor of thy name, for the welfare of Zion. Remember all the sick and all the afflicted, those that are in their homes, but also those that are in the hospitals, and who have to enter into hospitals. We commend them all at thy throne, visit them in this day in their homes, and visit them in the hospital, restore, bring them back to the dear ones, and sanctify all the dealings to their heart and soul for eternity. The boys in the service, we commend them at thy throne. Humble also their heart in the dust before thee. Widows, orphans, and widows, strengthen and sustain them. Remember each and every one after the greatness of thy mercy in thy beloved Son Jesus Christ, that many be comforted by the almighty end in this day, that Christ be glorified in the hearts of thy people, establish thy work, speak to their soul, give us something of thy love and favor, and of thy presence in our heart, that the joy of the Lord be the strength of our soul, and that the outgoing of this day and this morning was to the honor of thy precious name. Those parents who were blessed with another child this week, remember that mother, remember that child. Lord, give a heart to bow under all the mercies bestowed upon them, that it may please thee where that mother shall come home today, and the baby have to stay for some days, sometime, but that it soon can return to them again. It is all in thy hand, Lord. We are so dependent in everything that we realize it and that we practice it, and that it may please thee to bless our gathering and the gatherings of all thy people also in the houses and in the mission fields and amongst the Jewish people and the heathens. Look upon each and every one and hear us, forgive all our sins and all our transgressions, for Christ's sake only. Amen. Number 81. 81. How great the goodness kept in store for those who fear thee and adore. In meek humility, how great the deeds with mercy fraught, which soberly thy hand has wrought. Number 81. Beloved congregation, we ask your attention this morning for the consideration of the 42nd Lord's Day. What does God forbid in the 8th command? God forbids not only those thefts and robberies which are punishable by the magistrates, but he comprehends under the name of theft all wicked tricks and devices whereby we design to appropriate to ourselves the goods which belong to our neighbor, whether it be by force or under the appearance of right, as by unjust weights, else measures, fraudulent merchandise, false coins, usury, or by any other way forbidden by God, as also all covetousness, all abuse and waste of his gifts. Thus far. We asked congregation so many times in the church and also in our homes when we make ourselves ready to the church, that the Lord will give us that privilege that he takes the whole world out of our heart. That in the church that we are not bothered with the things of time and sense, not building in the church, not doing business in the church, and so many things are involved with our temporal life here in this world. Because it happens many times that we take the whole world with us and that we cannot come rid of. Sometimes it is awful, really. And you are so poor and so unable to break in your heart and in your mind one wrong thought and to give yourself one good thought. We have to realize that time and again. But now this morning we have to talk with you and to myself thou shalt not steal. thou shalt not steal. And our catechism is explained by those two divines in such a way that not one man can go out free. Not one. We are all stealing. All of us. You believe it? Maybe there is someone saying that you are thinking well of us. Not so much. No. Nothing at all. Either of myself. Either of myself, people. Guilty. Guilty. That is all that it is. Each and every one. To a right understanding of this Lord's Day, then it is necessary that we have some points to explain that we can realize the value and the seriousness and importance of the Eighth Commandment. My first point in this morning is, to whom everything belongs. My second point is, how man became a possessor. And in the third place, what the Lord commanded about that possession that he had given us, and finally what he is requiring in regard to that Eighth Commandment from each and every one. In the first place, to whom everything belongs. We have started this morning with some 24, and there you have already the answer to whom everything belongs. That psalm that said, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. The Lord himself thus is the sovereign possessor of all that there is in heaven and upon earth. We read also about that in Psalm 50, for every beast of the field is mine, and the cattle upon 1,000 hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the fields are mine. For the world is mine, for the silver is mine, and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of God, of Lord. Does the whole world belongs to the Lord? And we see the acknowledgement of that time and again in the eternal word of God. David, he said once, Lord, we have received it out of thy hand, and now we give it again to thee. Abraham, in Genesis 14, he rejected to take anything of the king of Sodom. He was so afraid that later on that king would say, I made Abraham rich. And now the Lord, he is the possessor of all that is in this world. The Lord, he gives something in the hand of men. The Lord, he had placed men over some part of the world which he had given to the children of men. But either money and every gift, house and acres, wisdom and strength, it is all coming from the Lord. And that refers to this, that we are all dependent from the Lord. That is something that is by nature strange to men. Because by virtue of the fall of Adam, we will live without the Lord. We will do everything in our own strength and in our own power. And still the Lord, he had said to Moses that we would not forget the Lord our God, who had delivered the people of Israel out of the house of bondage, and the Lord who had led them through that wilderness to the desert for 40 years, where the Lord had upheld them, and no one else. But of course, by nature, you know, our life that is strange of the Lord. In paradise, we started to steal. You read that already by the prophet Malachi, where the Lord declared, "Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me," said the Lord. But they say, "Wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings?" So bold was that people towards the Lord. But the Lord referred there to what they have done. And the principle, the beginning of it, that lays in paradise, where we have robbed the Lord from his honor and from his glory. Thus, when we are stealing even from one another, then that is all the result of what we have done in paradise. Thus, by nature, with all our religion people, and by nature we are all Pharisees, one as well as the other, but by nature we can do nothing else than robbing and stealing. We are not a thief after that we have stolen something, no, but on account that we are a thief and a robber, then we are stealing. That is our deep fall in our covenant at Adam. And by nature, on account that he broke that tie with the Lord, he is building upon himself, and he is trusting himself and also the means. You think about the country, you think about the farmer. We fertilize our country, we buy so much, and we plant so much. But the Lord is standing above it, congregation. We see that in the time in which we are living. We have sold so much to communist countries, and it is possible that soon, that even in this year, that we shall cry for a slice of bread, people. It is possible. Thousands and thousands of people say no, never. We help ourselves well. And if it is in one state a disappointment, then there is well another state that have abundance. But if you see it now, people, there are farmers, they have planted for the second time the corn. And last week they have seen me for the rice that goes all out. Otherwise, July 4, you know how high that it was standing already. And now there is almost nothing done, people. Nothing. In some states, I don't know how it is now, because I was not there the last times. But the time that I was, the last part of April in Montaigne, one of the elders is sitting here today in the church of that place, then they were so complaining, so dry, so dry. The farmers, the dairy farmers have to sell their cows because they have nothing to drink. In Michigan, Texas, and other states, there is so much water, so much people that could not stay in their own homes. Thousands and ten thousands that are all congregates in the judgments of the Lord. The judgments of the Lord. And it is awful if you think that those that rule over us, that they have no acknowledgement of the Lord in heaven. No acknowledgement. There is no some. There must no some in some states that have not bowed their knees for Baal and not kissed him. There is no some that cry to the Lord, but otherwise people, it was all done, really. And we can well afraid in regard to the future that lay before us. Listen not to the people that say, shall never come here. We are not so strong, and we have to say so much. But the Lord is standing above the people. Land, land, land. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Another thing, if it would bring us to the right place, people, then we would say, Lord, go then through. Lord, go then through, because with all the luxury that we have, we are standing on our feet, and we have to come up from our feet in the dust, in the valley of truth's humiliation. We have to come with a contrite heart and a broken spirit before the Lord. That is the right place. Therefore, it is a blessing in our life that the Lord brings us up from everything of ourselves, and that we are realizing that our life and that the welfare of the country, that it is in the hand of the Lord and not in the hand of men. And in a life that we acknowledge the Lord, in such a life the Lord will be glorified. Acknowledge me in all thy ways, and I shall direct all your paths. If you think about the days of Ruth and Umay and Boaz, how that it goes in those days, then can we expect the blessing of the Lord, people. But not in the days in which we are living. No. Well, continually the judgments of the Lord. Therefore, we need a praying life, people. And many times we see that in the Word of God, even in the times of the judges, to have a praying life that come not of self, no. Then they have to take a place many things in our life. You see that time and again. Then there came other countries and nations and rulers in the country, and they brought their people in straight ways. And the Lord had brought them many times by hard ways underneath. Tis too bad that it is so. Too bad that it have to happen in such a way. But oh, people, that is that heart that we have. And at the other end, there is no nicer life in the world than to depend from the Lord and to lay at His throne. To lay at the throne of grace. To acknowledge Him in all our ways. You know the way that the Lord helped with the prophet Elijah in the time of Ahab, when that famine came, and then of course the Lord, He sent that man to the brook Crit, and that was the first brook there in Palestine that was without water. So the Lord opens always my ways that our wisdom is gone and that we cannot see it such ways. And for 1 year the prophet was there, and on every morning and evening those rays that came with bread and with meat, and then he could drink out of the brook for 1 year. Shall well be a wonder sometime. It was well a wonder sometime for that man that that happens. But he became of no use of that, of course. He became use of that, really. And then the Lord, He sent him to the poorest widow that there was. The house of Sherlock will be not so luxurious as it is by us. Oh no, she was outside the city picking up sticks and then to bake the last cook for her and for the son. Lord, is that now thy way with your people? Is that now love? Yes, that is now love, people. That is now love. If we come to the realizing what we are, people, of a beast, other of nothing else, or a beast, we all are beasts. Whether we believe it, yes, that we not believe it. I know this for some an odd doctrine, and they do not desire to hear such things. But oh, if the Lord uncovered us and discovered us, and if He bring us to the right place, then we say, Lord, I am that one. I am that one. And then later on, because the Lord, He tested His people, but He crowned the faith of His people. And that the widow All she believed that that man was a servant of the Lord. As he go in the kitchen, she cooked the last cook. But I think that mother had only eaten some portion. And that boy, oh yes, people. This was a big cook, all it was big. If the Lord gave us something, then it is so big that we cannot eat it itself. Then we cannot give it to some other people too. And then you would say, now the Lord, he shall well send a gracious man or a baker with so much wheat and so much oil. No. No. The cross and the battle, the stay there, the quality. The people that have every time to come underneath people. The Lord is so glad when he sees his people underneath. He is so glad when he sees their people underneath. And I hate it. Can you follow it? I hate it of myself to be on my knees all the time. It happens sometime in our life that we say, Lord, have I again how to come on my knees? Do you give again a cross to me? That I have to go to the barn, that nobody see me? Upstairs in the kitchen? Necessary, people, that we shall acknowledge that everything belongs to the Lord. That in his hand is our life, and that with him are all our paths. And the necessity that we know him in all our ways, and that the Lord shall direct all our paths. Luxury, that is not a good medicine. No, bitterness, crosses. Lady Boer, he had a prayer, a little prayer. Oh, a little prayer, people. And then he said, Lord, bless thy blessed people with poverty, with crosses, with afflictions. Amen. That was the prayer. Oh, yeah. I hate it. I hate it. That means my flesh. but for the spirit, all for the spirit that is so blessed. Huntington, in his first married life, and as a minister, so poor, you know it, I hope it. Boys read it. Girls take such books that you are realizing the wonders of the Lord. What he had done in former days. One time his wife sick. Nothing in the house. But to walk along a way in a country. There he found a fish, a dead fish, and he took it with him. And he said, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, that he could bring it back here. And Warburton, oh, he bowed his knees one evening because there was nothing in the house. He said, Lord, please let the children not ask for bread. But let they go to their bed without asking for anything. And they did. They did. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And with him, with him, congregation, we are never be ashamed, no. David, he said, I was young, and now I'm old. But I never have seen the righteous forsaken, nor is seed seeking for bread. We can build upon the Lord, people. He is our refuge and our strength. And he hath never said to the house of Jacob, seek me in vain, no. But he is an helper in time of need. And he shall never forsake the work of his hands. But he shall take care for the people, because the Lord Christ Jesus, he had bought them with the price of his precious blood. And he had bought them for soul and for body. And he shall never leave them. And he shall never forsake them. We sing about that now. Number 99. Mark thou the bright day by day. Behold the perfect in his way. His journey ends in peace. Destroyed at once shall rebels be. Cut off from all posterity. Their very name shall cease. 99. The fourth and the last stanza.
Thank you.
And what a blessing, congregation. What a blessing. You read in Psalm 146. Happy is the man who has the God of Jacob for his help and trust in him and content with what the Lord gives us in our life, people. Content with what the Lord has given us in our life. Yeah. Acknowledging that we are not worthy the least of God's blessings, that we have forfeited in paradise everything, no right at all, people, no. And now you read in the Word of God about that precious Christ, that the foxes, they have holes, and the birds, they have nests, but the Son of Man, he has nothing to lay down his head. Yeah. And now in all that the Lord gives us, because the whole world belongs to him, the gold and silver upon 1,000 hills, that is of him. And if he now give us something of it in our heart and life, oh, what a reason to bow before the Lord, because it is something else, people. And that is this. We are unworthy the least of God's blessings. And that is for everybody. But now to know that personally, to live that in, that when we see our home, that we see what the Lord gives at our tables, that there are moments that we are broken down. Broken down. In our days, there is wasted and squandered away so much, people. You have well eens read in the paper that million people, millions, could be fed with what here in our country is squandered away. You see that in planes when you travel. You see that in restaurants. Oh, sometime, yeah, you would shake your head, really. Shaking your head. And children, not that the times before were so much better. Och, from the fall of Adam, it is all wrong, people. And the Lord had to bear with awful people. Hey, one of our deceased ministers, in 1934, that man, he said on the pulpit, I have heard that he say it so many times when I was a boy. Oh, he said, to handle it, men, you must well be God. You must well be God. Yeah. Just we are not so nice. No, no. No. And a blessing, oh, it is a blessing, people, that not come out everything what is in men. Because otherwise, I think there was not one plate in the house
Dat je kan ook. En waarom kap? Maybe you will say it's so bad. Oh, yeah, big people. If you know ourselves, right or not? Is it wrong? If you know ourselves, then we have to be afraid of ourselves, really. But oh, it is a God in Nehemiah who breaks the rocks, who breaks the rocks. People, do you know the times in your life that when you saw some food on at the table, that the tears came in your eyes? That you say to your wife, oh, what a wonder. What a wonder that you have no something to eat. Yeah. What a wonder that you have no slice of bread. That is a meal of itself, you believe? That's a meal of itself, kind. A meal. A broken heart and a contrite spirit. When you come in the stores in our days, oh, you see so much, see what you can buy, what you can buy. Oh, there's no end to it. But go from corner to corner. But that is not what they sell to you. No. That is what the Lord has to give us. And what is merited by Christ, he merited for his dear people. A broken heart and a contrite spirit. And that had cost his life, congregation. That has cost his life. Oh, if we are realizing that, then we say, oh Lord, Lord, King of kings and Lord of lords, give me grace to bow before thee, to take the lowest place, that I become nothing in myself, and that this is not longer a custom, that I in the morning have breakfast, in the afternoon lunch, and in the evening supper. And as so many times, people, that we do not agree inside, we agree with what risk, what will come at the table. And that shall say, no, I have no desire, no. I want something else. Years ago, I can remember that my mother say sometime, then I set it away for tomorrow. Really? For tomorrow. And that were good medicine, all. Oh, yeah, that were good medicine. But now, what is now a father and mother in our days? Most of the time, the children are in. And they make out what they want. Eh? There is respect for parents. There is the acknowledgement that the Lord is the sovereign possessor of all that there is in the world. And still what a blessing when the Lord open our eyes for it. And when he privileged us in our life to come to that point. That we are realizing that the Lord is the possessor of heaven and of earth. When the Lord, when the Most High, decided the nature's inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he sets the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. The Lord had given it to men. He was not obliged to do it, but he had given it. But that means that all that the Lord gives in our life, people, that brings with him a great responsibility. What we are doing with what the Lord gives us. And the time is coming that the Lord shall require it from our hand, what we have done with it. In the realm of nature, but also in the way of grace. Therefore, congregation, I have to stop for this morning. The time is gone, but that we now realize that our life is in the hand of the Lord, and that all what we have received, the one more than the other, and we shall never bring that out of the world either. The socialist, he said, we must have all the same. All the same. And then we have a paradise. We have an heaven here upon earth. But you know itself, one mother with 6 children, with 8 children, with 10 children, they bring it sometimes farther than parents who have no child at all. Really? You have examples before your eyes. You can see it. And what the Lord has divided, what the Lord had proposed, what the Lord, in the way of his providence and in his counsel, had placed there in the world, but he executes amongst the children of men. There is not one man that can change it. A blessing, congregation, then we bow under it. And that please the Lord that even that it is you or that it is much, that we have a heart to acknowledge the Lord. It is possible, people, with a slice of bread and with a piece of bacon, there have not to be steaks as in our days. No, no. But with a little piece of bacon, that the tears are running over our cheeks. And that he said, Lord, you are so good to me. Hey? Yeah, yeah. Oh, children, that you realize the blessings that the Lord gave you, and it is possible that it is soon over. It is possible. When I saw this morning that dark sky and hear the rain dropping and coming down, oh, I must not think, Lord, what in judgments, what in judgments. And you are shown that you are God. That is it, people. And now to realize it and to bow under. Oh, that you learn, young and old, to bow your knees before that the Lord shall break your legs. And that we are privileged to bow before him with the mercies and with the blessing bestowed upon us, that it never shall testify against us in the days of days. And above all that he given, had given his word and testimony, in which he reveals through what channel that all the blessings come to us. Watson, he said in one of his sermons, that for God's people all the blessings are flowing and coming to us through the channel of his precious blood. And now to taste that blood in it sometime, if we eat in it, and if we drink, oh, that is a blessing upon the blessing. And that we are not resting in what the Lord gives us in our natural life, but that we are seeking the things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of his Father, and that God's people more and more bound at the throne of grace to follow the Lamb where that it goes, and to contend with all that the Lord granted unto us, to the acknowledging of him who is worthy to receive all praise and all thanksgiving. And my uncomforted fellow travelers, that a few words in this moment spoken out of our heart to you, that it find an entrance into your heart, and that the Lord sanctify to our souls to an eternal blessing, and that for his great name's sake, amen. Lord bless the few words spoken in this morning out of our catechism, that the Lord is the sovereign possessor of everything that is in this world. Remember us, bring it in the hearts of young and old, that we meditate upon it, and that it may please thee that we have received so much taste out of thy word, that it drives us in this afternoon and evening again to this place of worship, even to the reading and to the preaching. Lord, that we dwell in thy house all the days of our life. Remember us with our children and grandchildren. Look upon us in mercy and compassion, and visit us in thy love and in thy favor with all those things that shall remain forever and ever. As thou hast said, seek first the kingdom of heaven, and all other things shall be added to thee. Remember us after the multitude of thy mercy and the greatness of thy grace, for Christ's sake only, amen. Number 136. Dust to dust the mortal dies, both the foolish and the wise. Number 136. Thank you.
the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.